Guys, welcome to season 21, episode 8 of The Bachelor here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Danny Hoyt, and in a second, I'm going to pan the camera to the left because not only do we have Christina Zias here, but we have two guests, both of their first time in studio. Yes, we're down Brooks, and yes, we're down Chelsea, but I think we're going to do a good job at least trying to fill them in. We're going to do live right now. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
By the way, I think I just said let's go it. It was like let's do it and let's go at the same time. It doesn't matter. I'm your host, Danny Hoyt. Welcome to your Bachelor After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV season 21, episode 8. That's a mouthful.
Wow.
To my left, as always, she's a personal shopper, so she knows good and well what went down in Corinne's hometown date.
Oh, my gosh.
Christina Zias.
Hey, everybody. It's Christina. Love Corinne's shopping date. We'll
yeah, I know.
We're gonna get,
I'm excited to hear your thoughts on that. And then to your left, guys, this is someone that I have wanted to get in the studio for a long time.
Aww,
she's a New York girl now. She's all over the place. But tonight, she's in Los Angeles. Actually, technically Burbank, California, where all good TV is made right here in our studio. Miss Kayla Quinn.
Thanks. Woo! Hey, guys. It's me, Kayla. Excited to be here. Thanks
Neil, can we get the in-studio applause for Kayla Quinn? We don't pull that out very often,
oh
but if you got
gosh,
the in-studio
I'm
applause.
Honored.
Let's, there it yeah. is. Thank you to the in-studio guests.
Love it.
Kayla, thank you for joining us. It's been a long time coming, I feel like.
Yes, coming home.
You're coming home. There you go.
Finally coming home.
Guys, we put out Chris Daughtry for the music tonight, which is a little bit of a rarity. And we have, do have one more guest here. And she's from even farther away than New York. Her name is Rochelle Dusting. She's sitting over here on the couch hanging out with us from Perth, Australia. Rochelle, how are you?
I'm really great.
Okay. So Rochelle's hanging out. She does not, just so you guys know, she watches The Bachelor in Australia. Does not watch United States Bachelor. But she's hanging out with us tonight. Neil in the booth, thanks for playing Chris Daughtry. You can cut him off as much as I love him. His voice is a little bit like, what's that band that everybody makes fun of that's very like gritty? Nickelback. It's a little Nickelback.
Oh, it's
a little Nickelback-y
Nickelback.
Yeah, I hate on Nickelback.
You guys, I missed being here last week.
I know, we missed you.
Some big stuff went down. It was ladies' night last week, so it's kind of like ladies' night again. I just get to host it.
You're a lucky, lucky man,
something,
Danny,
I am a lucky man. I feel extremely fortunate to sit in between
Wait,
you three.
I just have to comment that this is the same exact odds that Nick has.
Right?
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Ish on the hometown.
I like
what,
that,
next
Kayla.
Week.
Yeah, so it's true.
I do want to give a big, huge shout out and congratulations to Chelsea Bree.
Yes!
She got engaged the other day. It was a huge surprise. She was down visiting her now fiance, her boyfriend, mm-hmm. and he popped the question. She had no idea. I called her on the phone as soon as I found out. She got engaged. It's a big deal. So congrats to Chelsea. We love
yes,
you.
Yes, so happy for her.
If you guys don't follow, she is Millennial Miss on Instagram. You can check it out. Some cool pictures. And I think she's going to start posting her engagement photos because they came down. So
probably, yeah.
And Brooks is in Vegas doing what you do in Vegas. Being a model and extremely good looking, you know, because that's what he's blessed with. Kayla.
Yes, Nick. Danny.
I like it. It's very on trend.
I love that you just called him Nick
tonight. Funny story. I was in New York last week, as you guys know, and Kayla and I hung out a few times. Mm-hmm. And so I told her, and she's been always been very kind to me when I'm in New York and take care of me and stuff. And so I told her, I was like, if you're ever in LA, let me know. Like, I got your back. I'll take care of you. And I was like, you know, you randomly just show up in LA. Funny story. The next morning she texts me. She's like, I'm coming to LA tomorrow. Can we say why you're here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll
why
you say
are you here?
It. Why are you here?
I'm here. Well, I'm here. We were filming another show.
Another show. Okay.
Yes.
So we can't say what show yet.
Not yet. Not till June.
But if people follow the Bachelor franchise and you saw who else was in LA, you may be smart enough to try to figure out. So
yes.
We can't officially say it, but you're doing some
I'm
cool
offended
things.
Because yes. I followed the Bachelor franchise and I have no idea.
Christina!
Really? Yes!
Well,
wait, I'm like...
My
I'm
hint is we were
right
together with the Bachelor family, so all the family was in town.
The fam was in town.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. So a little spoiler alert right there.
There you go.
Tonight's episode, I'm a little bummed we didn't get any finality to any of it. We saw a lot. There was a lot of motions up and down and a lot of things, but we didn't get any finality. So overall, can you say what you feel, Christina, without knowing who goes home, I guess? Even though we kind of went to all their homes?
Overall, I was a little disappointed. I think I just expected more from all of the hometown dates. Like, I didn't feel like any of them were, like, very validating. I didn't feel like I was like, oh, my gosh, she's for sure going to choose her. Like,
right.
During Ben's season, like, no offense, Kayla.
No, but please, like, none taken.
I was like, he's going to choose Lauren. Like, I saw their hometown date, and I was, like, positive about that, you know? So I was just so confused at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know. What did you think?
Same thing. No real front runners here. And all the family just felt like they were questioning Nick in general. Like, he didn't really do a good job convincing any of the families, like, that she's the one.
I couldn't agree more. Actually, I felt like he was laughing at a lot of the questions with their families. Did you feel like that, too?
That's kind of Nick's vibe. He does this thing where he looks down and he kind of smiles, and it comes across as...
arrogant?
Sarcastic.
A little disingenuous. Gosh, we all had three different words ready to go. It comes across a little bit as that. However, when he speaks, he usually comes out with this very poignant, candid, genuine sentence that...
Following that.
Makes you forget for a second that he was a little smiley, because I think that's him. Inside, he's a little bit of a shy... I would say more of like a type C plus type B minus introvert. And so when you see this, you're seeing him try to be extroverted, and it comes across, as a little, like we said, disingenuous or off a little bit. I noticed that, but I think we saw a very grown up, very ready to get, I can't remember which hometown it was. I think it was Vanessa's, and they said, "Are you ready to get married?" He's like, "I wouldn't be here if I wasn't."
Right.
You know, I'm ready. So I think we saw Nick. It hit him in the face a little bit. They're like, holy crap, these are four families, and which one? And it was a lot. I can't imagine being in that position.
No, that's so overwhelming.
I mean...
it's overwhelming enough to bring someone home to meet your family, let alone to go home to meet four women's families and to ask all of their fathers like for their blessing.
For protection.
We saw him a couple
episodes... Freudian slip.
No, a couple episodes ago, when he was talking to Rachel, he opened up to her. He's like, that's his greatest fear.
Yeah.
Is, you know, being rejected again or just... being in that place. And
sure.
So here we are.
Well, Christina, you're engaged. How many guys have you brought home in your entire life if you had to put a number on it?
Oh my gosh. Actually, my fiance is the only guy I've ever brought home.
So can you imagine bringing him home and your dad looking at him or your parents looking at him and being like, so how many other people have you asked the same question of in the last week?
That is, no, I can't imagine that. And I know that when my fiance asked my father for permission, we were dating for like 5 years at this point.
Good God.
And Steve is part of our family. You know, like we moved across the country together. Like everyone they loves him. But my dad still gave him a hard time.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was like that conversation where he's like, I just want to know that you can take care of my daughter. Like, I want to know that you will always be there for her. And he asked him the tough questions. I actually walked in on it. It was like crazy. It was really overwhelming. But, you know what I mean? And I think that any good father would do that. So to have to go through that, it's like so scary to ask for permission, I think, just in general.
Sure.
But to have everyone kind of give you like a little bit of a hard time too.
Kayla, you're really close with your family. I know you guys are extremely close. Mm-hmm. Do you fear for the guy that asks your dad for your hand someday?
No, I'm excited for it. I think my dad will be really encouraging.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think he'll ask tough questions? Or do you think by the time a guy is comfortable enough to ask that he'll know him well enough?
I think he'll know him well enough. Because I feel like I would introduce my parents to my boyfriend or whoever I'm excited about in the first day. So there's nothing to hide. I am my family. My family comes with me.
Yeah, that's
so it's a whole package.
Too.
Yeah.
So let's do this. Let's break these down.
Wait, Danny.
Yeah.
Would you be scared to ask for permission?
Yeah.
No.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't be at all. I would hope by the time that I ask someone for permission, we have a relationship. Not just like, I see you on Sundays for lunch.
Right,
of course. We are friends. Mm-hmm. We spend time together. I've already earned his respect. So at that point, it's more of a respect. It's a formality. It's
definitely.
Honor.
Definitely. Yeah.
Because I was raised in a way that's tradition. Mm-hmm. And not just because tradition. I would do it anyways because I want to know that beyond a shadow of a doubt that the family's on board with,
of course,
with where her and I are at that time. Mm-hmm. So... without a shadow of a doubt, I would not be fearful of it, but I would do it. I would absolutely do it. So let's do this. Let's break down these hometown dates in chronological order. So let's start. By the way, one thing I really liked, and I want to say this, before we get to hometowns, Nick did something that I enjoyed, and I don't remember, and Chatroll. By the way, shout out to Chatroll, everybody on Chatroll. You guys are amazing.
Hey.
There's a ton of you on tonight, which is awesome. If you guys don't, by the way, if you're listening to this podcast, thank you for checking us out on iTunes. Please continue to rate it 5 stars. That's why we do this, is for you guys. But if you've never joined us for a live show, you got to do this sometime. We have what's called a chat roll when we go live on YouTube, and you can join us and you can comment and you can hang out and be part of the show. I try to read these off at the end. We're going to take some questions for Kayla. We'll do 5 or 6 questions for her and all of us. And I know there's some fellow Australians that are freaking out that Rochelle is here.
Yeah, girl.
All the way from Perth, Australia. How did I do? Was that good?
Kind of Englishy.
Say Perth, Australia.
Perth, Australia.
Perth, Australia. Australia.
That is correct.
There we go. So a couple fellow Aussies. But thank you guys for joining us in the chat roll. It's cool and it makes it fun. So I'm gonna try to get these in when I can. But I did notice something, and tell me if you guys noticed this. Nick, when he was talking about giving out the roses, he goes, "It's a two-way street." I realize just not me giving these gives me permission. I want to make sure you guys are okay with it.
I love that he said that.
You so noticed sweet. That?
Yes. Of course I noticed that. Yeah. There's like certain points where I'm like, wow, Nick is a catch. And that was one of those, definitely one of those moments for me. Because it is a two-way street.
Yeah.
They do it have is. To accept it, you know?
And I don't feel like, am I wrong? Have other bachelors done that?
Yes.
They have?
Yes.
Had that same conversation?
Yeah.
Tell me about it, Kayla.
I mean, I think there is like a, not like a training you go through, but I think there's certain conversations you have that, you know, that bachelors have with the women just to affirm them in the certain way that they need to be affirmed, because it is a very high intense pressure situation where you're always comparing yourself to other people. So they always at one point, you know, for Ben, yeah. It was the first night he said, you know, this is a two-way street, and it's almost the exact same words. Like, I think there's a note card in the back.
There's a producer's that is chair. Like,
I don't want to say that word. Down. I don't want to say the P word, but I think that there's a card somewhere. Okay. They're like, you've got to say that it's a two-way street.
Okay.
Wow. Are you being sarcastic? Are you being serious?
No, I'm 100% serious.
Really?
She's being serious.
I love that. All right. So first hometown, we got Raven, Hoxie, Arkansas. Can you guys do that? Arkansas?
Hoxie, Arkansas. There's a little Foxy and Hoxie.
In Arkansas. There we go. I love that she pulled up on a four-wheeler. She tried to do like a little spin out with it, but the whole like the... She said we're going to mudding and fog digging, which what the heck is that?
I have no idea, but it sounds kind of fun.
Is that what
fun.
She said?
I don't know.
Fox digging? I wrote it down because I was like, what the... I don't know what...
I didn't see them dig for foxes.
Sounds fun as heck, though, I'm not going to lie.
Is that a sport?
Whether it's fog digging or whatever it is. Climb grain bins, which they did. I thought it was clever. By the way, that cop, her brother's a good actor.
Yeah, that is cute.
Better very actor convenient. Than she was. I will say that because I was like... Obviously, we knew it was a plant. Right. And I didn't know what it was going to be, but he acted it well. And then she and Nick were both kind of like, what? I thought it was kind of funny. It was a clever way to introduce the brother and kind of break the ice a little bit. But how'd you guys think about this thing overall? I know, you know, they wrestle around in the mud. You guys, all three, you ladies, kind of made little eyes like, dear God, it's shirtless in the mud.
I thought it was really hot.
Yeah?
I had the heart eye emoji going on.
You do it? You just get your clothes dirty and go for it?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
That day seemed like so much fun to me.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather go on that date than any of the other hometown dates. Go four-wheeling in mud.
It felt like that's a country cool. music video. It you did. Know, like, oh, sure. She pulls his shirt off over his body, oh you know?
Totally.
They ride off on their four-wheel together.
Yeah, for real.
There you go.
Wesley and Tracy and then the brother Weston, which we already met. And the big news is dropped right away that her dad is cancer-free. Raven looks shocked. Yeah. Like, she didn't get up and hug him, and I don't think it's because she didn't care. She didn't know what to do.
Right.
She hasn't seen her family. You got to think. And how long at this point, Kayla? Do you think? Is it 6 weeks?
Probably 6 weeks, yeah.
She hasn't seen her family at all, so she leaves with this
she
worry.
She hasn't seen or spoken to them,
seen
right?
or spoken. Right. She may, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, Kayla, in an event like that where there's potential, a situation that's on the rocks, are there opportunities to maybe call them and check on your family?
No.
Really?
I mean... If something were to happen, they would different notify story. You. But yeah. they are pretty zip-lipped with that conversation because they're in control of your emotions.
Sure,
in
sure.
a sense, they're like puppets in the best way possible. Yeah. But like they want you to focus on your relationship with the man, and you know that would be really distracting unless they wanted to get a reaction.
I thought it was cool. You know, Nick jumped right in. He did a little slow clap, which. Did you guys see that? He was like...
he had no idea what to do.
Well, I don't know if I would know what to do either. No. Like, do you insert yourself in? It's supposed to be about you guys, and you want to, you know, be careful of his feelings and emotions and the family, and that's a big moment.
I cried within, like, the first 2 seconds of that hometown date.
Yeah, I saw you. You were so sweet.
Well, it's kind of embarrassing, but it was really emotional. Yeah. And I really like Raven.
Yeah.
I do, too.
I feel for her. She seems like such a sweet lady, and then I just remember that she beat her ex-boyfriend with a stiletto, and I think it's hilarious. She did! I'm like, she is so sweet in one episode, and then she's, like, talking about...
We kind of forget about that, to be honest with you.
True.
She, like, beat this guy. I thought it was cool that when Nick met with the dad, he started with congratulating him on the news and kind of bringing that out. And,
yeah.
And what did you guys think of that conversation? That was the first time we heard Nick's rehearsed... Because we heard him say almost verbatim the same couple sentences to the three dads. Asking for the blessing. Mm-hmm. And so you could tell that he rehearsed it and was ready for the way he said it. I enjoyed the way he said it.
Right.
You know, I like that he called all of them adults. If we too, as adults, decide that that's something we want to do. Like, I like the phrasing was good.
Yeah, I thought so. You approve.
Yeah, I think you know, we probably only saw part of it, because I would think that it's probably a longer conversation than just two sentences or three. At least it would be for me. So I just assume, and I know Nick's he's an articulate guy. So, and he's a long-winded guy, as we've seen on this show. He loves to talk. He's very good at it, but he's well-spoken.
Right.
And he's good at saying what he feels. And so I don't know. I liked it. What'd you guys think of that conversation?
I mean, I think he handled himself very well, and I think he was received very well at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, I believe that Raven's dad would accept him into their family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got
no
that, too.
No questions asked,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What did you think?
I agree. I felt like he was, like, had a serious connection with Raven in front of them as well, and it's also really convincing in telling how she tells the parents.
Sure,
how
sure.
She feels about him.
Well, what did you think of the way she talked about him? Like, to her mom and that whole conversation? What did you think about that?
So, I actually do believe...
Be honest.
I believe that this relationship could work with Raven and Nick.
Yeah.
What I was confused about with everything is that she didn't say, I love you, to him.
Yeah.
Especially, and she said that I'm so... She said it multiple times that she was worried that she didn't say, I love you, but she said, I love you, earlier on in the season.
But it wasn't even, I love you. She said, like, I haven't told him I'm falling. You know?
Falling in love with him?
Yeah, falling in love with him.
I guess, but she definitely said something like a few weeks
yes,
ago.
Yes, she did. She did. And it was like an oops moment, and right. He kind of like laughed at it.
Totally.
So, I don't know.
I mean, what did you think, Danny?
You know, the whole thing was interesting to me. I think, you guys had a point. Alyssa R. here says the same thing, but her date was actually a date. I suppose the other ones weren't like dates, per se. Mm-hmm. In the traditional sense of the word, there's actually a date, and you come full circle with the family, and I do agree that the way they're matched up and where they live and the proximity and the things, I think she's in a place in her life where she could probably relocate mm-hmm. a little easier. Like, he wouldn't have to. Where mm-hmm. some of the other relationships, Vanessa, Corinne, would probably be more Nick relocating.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that definitely complicates things.
And the reason I'm not bringing up Rachel is because we already know the news with that. But yeah, it complicates things. It changes a little bit, and mm-hmm. so. I thought this was full circle, probably the best fit, and I hate saying that, but the best fit.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
Easiest transition,
definitely.
Yeah, I mean, people are talking about, like, even Misha C, who's a longtime watcher of the show, but she said Raven's family time had me in my feelings. Was trying not to ugly cry. Lost my dad to that terrible disease.
I'm trying not to ugly cry too.
Yeah, and anyone who gets that news is blessed. So I can't imagine how tough that moment was, and then trying to go from that to asking for permission, that's a lot of feelings. There's a lot. Yeah. And so it's a lot of thin ice you're trying.
Weren't you guys expecting more affection, though? I feel like if I...
Like Southern family?
No, between Raven and Nick. When Raven heard that news, wouldn't you, like, you want your boyfriend to hold you close or just, like, pull you in a little bit?
The whole thing was... Definitely. I mean, a lot of people said they noticed the slow clap, too. Like, it was he was trying to do this and didn't know, do I put my hand underneath
yes.
or do I comfort her?
But you should have no question. If you're about to ask someone... You're going to marry them.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's actually a really good point. I feel like you don't really see Nick being that affectionate, though, with any of the women.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like my fiancé, the first time he was over at my house, he, like, had his arm around me or, like, showed my family how much he cared. And I didn't think Nick brought that with anyone, not just Raven.
And yeah. I think the same thing, too, and like, when he brought Caitlin home and, you know, Andy. Mm-hmm. He was very affectionate.
He was.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah.
So, do you think he just doesn't feel the same way about any of these ladies that he did with Caitlin or Andy?
I think he's overly cautious.
Interesting. Maybe because he's been hurt?
Yeah.
People are already saying that Raven's their favorite. Mm-hmm. And they hope she finds love. Miss Maddie is fudging beast. It's a cool handle, Maddie. I think Raven will win or find love on the next season of Paradise. A lot of people are asking for her to get set up with Luke or James Taylor already.
Wait, so what? They're just assuming she doesn't win?
They're saying if she doesn't win, that's already what they're guessing. But I think that, I mean, if I'm watching this, while I think it could work, I don't think that's the strongest out of the four. And we already know about Rachel.
Right.
And so in my mind, it's down to two people already. And I know this is getting to predictions, and we'll get to that later. But yeah, I mean, anything else with Raven before we move on? She's a sweetheart with a sweet family, and it would be a good fit, but I don't know if it's Nick's flash.
I just want to say that I put out a Twitter poll as we started watching that
episode. What'd you get?
Okay, so I said, whose hometown date are you guys most excited for? 28% said Raven, 23% Vanessa, 39% said Corinne, and 10% said Rachel.
Who got the most, 39?
Wow. Corinne.
Who they're most enjoying or who they most...
Who they want to see their hometown date.
Oh, who's just who they want to see.
Yeah.
All right, well, then let's move forward. Let's get Rachel. Let's get through Rachel, and then let's get to Corinne.
10% for Rachel, which I thought was a little disappointing because she's going to be our next bachelorette. So I thought people would be, like, really interested in meeting her family.
Well, let's talk about it. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of theories running around about why they announced so early.
Yep.
Kayla, before we get into any of ours, what's your theory on why they announced Rachel so early as bachelorette? Are you excited?
I'm so excited. I think it was really smart of them to announce early, don't you guys? Because just because it gives us more time to connect with her.
Really? I think it's the opposite. I'm so bummed that they announced it early.
Yeah. I mean, I look at it from Rachel's perspective, if I'm very frank.
So you think it's better for her?
It's way better for her. Okay. She's not left in the dark forever. She's not questioning. She knows the next chapter in her life. And she can prepare for falling in love. And so I'm really happy for her as a human.
Yeah, me too. I know. She'll be great.
I know it's been a long time, and I'm not going to dive into any of that with you. Yeah. But you were in a little bit of that position.
Yeah, I was in the same exact seat she was in.
You were in the same seat, but they waited longer.
Right.
And that was a little bit of the controversy. Controversy is, you know, people saw filming and things like that with you, and so you get that. So I can understand why you would say that, and I have to disagree with you, Christina. Yeah. I think there's a lot of theories, but I think there's three main things. One is casting, and as we know, they're literally interviewing people like this week. I mean, even tonight's episode, that's why they're still running. And I don't think we've ever seen this late in the season, that's the promos for, like, looking for love, want to be on The Bachelorette, because they're trying to enlarge the pool and find candidates for Rachel. Two, to connect with her. And that's kind of a big thing, is like they want America to fall in love with. If you look at tonight, her following is still well behind a lot of the other contestants.
Really?
Even contestants like Sarah Vindal, who dropped off 4 weeks ago,
right,
is like at 150K, and Rachel's slowly climbing on Instagram. Yeah. On Twitter, she's looking like 26,000 followers, which is 20 times what I have. I don't, a lot. You know what I mean? It's still a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's in comparison, it's not.
Yeah.
And so I think they want America to fall in love and see, like, we saw her family, we saw church. Her mom is a boss.
Yeah.
And asked amazing questions. What do you guys think overall of the entire hometown? Going to church first, the whole nine.
You know, I thought it was really nice to see, because I thought it was very unique to Rachel. Like, it felt like it gave us the opportunity to really get to know her a little bit better and what life would be like with her, which I think was really important, because a lot of times it does feel like just another date, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I thought this one was a little bit deeper, and I appreciated that.
You know, although we do know the ending, I appreciated, too, that they asked, like, the hard questions, like religion. Mm-hmm. Let's be real. Like, and where you'd move. And with Vanessa, they didn't really talk about that. So I thought it was a great hometown date, and I love the family. I thought the mom, like, raised her so well, and they talked about that, you know, big diversity question that nobody really wants to bring up, but it's true.
They talked about that a lot, which was so interesting to see, because I don't think we've ever had this situation on The Bachelor before, right?
No, and I think it's important that it was the first question out of their mouth, because it's the first question on a lot of people's minds, and Rachel even said, you know, she's dated guys but never brought a white guy home. And I love that Nick kind of played. He was like, look, I'm not colorblind. I know you're black.
Right.
But my feelings are for you. And I love that was the first question out of her mom's mouth to him, was that. And I thought he answered those questions with grace, with honesty, and made it about, it's about Rachel and I and our connection, not about color of skin, not about any of that. Like, I love that they went around and they had a couple of traditional, like, African-American dishes on the plate.
Okra,
and he was like, I know what okra is. And then she was like, okra's gross. Like, you know, that's very real. There are things in Midwestern Nebraska that we make that sound weird, like scalloped potatoes and ham. Do you even know what that is?
No.
Exactly. But it's like this thing that I grew up and I loved, and people would be like, what the freak is on my plate?
Yeah.
Just like, I'm sure there's weird things in Australia, and you know what I mean? So I really enjoyed his interaction, and what sucks that we do know is because I do think they have the best connection.
Yes.
See, that's why I'm so disappointed that they announced it early. And we talked about this a lot last week. But I really, when I see them together, like, I want them to be together. Like, I believe that they have the best connection. So it's a little disappointing.
What other reasons are there that you guys have talked about besides casting, besides, you know, them wanting to gain some traction for Rachel? What else?
Ashley I was on last week, and she was, like, 100% positive that she thought it was all because of casting.
Sure.
Was that they really needed more people.
Yeah.
And, okay, I have a client who is a Bachelor producer, and every now and then I get, like, to twist his, like, arm a little bit. And so he was telling me, and I think I could share this, whatever. He was like, hey, guess when you... He's like, when do you think we realized that Rachel was going to be the next Bachelorette? And I was like, I don't know when. He's like, before we knew that Nick was going to be the next Bachelor.
Dang.
Wow.
That shows how powerful she was in casting and the impressions she makes.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Exactly. So he's like,
That's awesome.
So they wanted that, and it just so happened to help that him, and, like, Nick and Rachel had a great connection, too.
I could see that, too. I could see that, too, because she's got all... She's got a package. Yeah.
Totally.
And I'm rooting for her, not because of the color of her skin, just because of who she is.
I want to hang out with her. She seems like such a cool down girl.
Yeah.
I think we may get the most intellectual crop of humans on The Bachelor that we've ever had across the board.
Definitely.
Or The Bachelorette. Across the board. Like, the conversations will be... You know what I mean? We'll be deep, we'll be well-spoken, we'll be articulate, we'll be fun.
Yes.
Just they'll be smart.
Right.
No, not that they haven't been on other seasons, but usually have like four or five people that are like a Vanessa, who's like three languages, special ed teacher. She's very in it.
Totally.
And you have people like Corinne, who took Nick shopping. No offense, it's fun and all, but it's a little, it's just the contrast from what Rachel did, taking him straight to church, and Corinne taking him to drink champagne and try on furry shoes.
Yeah, you're right. A serious season versus, you know, whatever
Definitely.
This is.
Yeah, it's
going to be... Their relationships
are
very different.
The only thing, and I know a lot of people are bummed about, they wanted Nick to be Mr. Lindsay, and that was a big thing. What do I call him? I call him Mr. Lindsay. We get there. If there's going to be a dad that misses because of work obligations, as she said, federal judge is one that will get a pass. He's a federal judge.
I agree, but I think that... I know I was disappointed with that, and I think most viewers will be disappointed too, especially because I think he's talked about meeting her dad like twice in past dates.
Two or three, yeah. You're right, a lot.
We needed to meet Mr. Lindsay. I think America needed to meet Mr. Lindsay. Just my opinion.
Do you think that we will get to see, similar to like Ben last year, a phone call later where you get at least the verbal approval?
I think that he kind of got that verbal approval.
Not from Mr. Lindsay.
I think
that's
that,
true.
But if they knew that she was going to be the Bachelorette, you know, year in advance, I feel like we need to have that connection of who the father is.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a big ghost figure. So I think yes.
Yeah. I
so
would,
you think he'll call and ask?
Yeah, I think he'll show up.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was in person and we get to see him on camera before the Bachelorette airs. So it's just another connection, and it's a moment. That's a crescendo that will happen on this show that I think will build traction for Rachel. We see, like, not only do we see her mom's a boss today, her family's dynamic and amazing, and then we round it out with this dad who's just like, do you guys watch Suits?
No, but...
Oh, my gosh. The dude... You know what I'm talking about, Shell? The dad on Suits. Rachel's dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Ironically, her name is Rachel. So Rachel's dad is this, like, high-powered African-American lawyer, and he's like... Just this awesome dynamic guy, very hard, but it also is, I imagine that to be like what her dad would be like.
Yeah, same. Actually.
Right?
With watching one episode of this.
This is your first episode this season you've seen, right?
Season.
Yeah.
I kind of imagine him to be like Uncle Phil.
Okay, I can see that.
You know what I mean?
That would be amazing.
Oh my gosh. That's funny. Okay, so we mentioned this, the contrast, Rachel and to Corinne. Corinne. Sarah Pontius, I think that's how I say it, or Pontius, I'm sorry if I butcher your name, tweeted me, and I agree 100%. She said she likes Corinne, but her age showed today.
Yes.
It's very different from the other girls. And I will say, I've grown to like Corinne a lot. I love watching her, but her age definitely showed today. Did you guys see it?
Yes, of course.
How she jumped on him and straddled him in the store.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Raven tackled him in the mud on the ground. But it's a little bit of like the shopping and the what's important and can't look at him in the eyes when you tell him you love him. And, you know, Kayla, you have a theory on that. What when they finally got to the table and she's going to tell him before they go, what was going on?
It took her so long to say, I love you.
Why?
And she kept looking to the side next to like where the camera was. And it's because there's a producer there going like, now's the time. Say it now. Say I love you. And encouraging her and egging her on. And so it just was so obvious to me that that reflection was in her eyes. And so I don't really think she's in love with him just for the show.
I don't think she's in love with him either. And that's why, like, I mean, obviously this date was definitely more immature than the others. But, I think that their whole relationship is for the show.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that, do you really believe that Corinne's in love with Nick? No.
No, but I think that she has 70% feelings for him.
She's in love with his abs.
Yeah, I think that she thinks he's hot, and I think that she doesn't want to lose.
So real, Kayla.
You know?
Yeah.
And she sees it as a contest, and she doesn't want to lose. I think that's what it is.
But I don't think it's for the same gain that some other girls would look at it as a contest for. Because I don't think for her she cares about social media. She has all the money she wants.
Yeah.
She's on a first name basis, as Nick said, with all the people in the stores, and they all think it's like Christmas morning. And Nick was like, "I think that's a good thing." No, Nick, it's not a good thing. I will tell you right now.
I don't know. I think that. any woman, no matter how much you like a guy, you want to be their first choice. And yeah. that's kind of the bottom line. Like, whether you want to marry them or not, you want them to marry you. Want yeah. to marry you, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Like, deep down, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to be the one that's chosen.
Fantasy stats guru. Meghan Markle is dating the prince. That's true. But I want to say this, because Joseph Boza, who's also a very long-time fan of the show, is always here. He's a faithful watcher. Said, I'm still worried that they are testing our reaction with Rachel, and they could pull a fast one. Do you guys think that's even possible?
No way.
No! Don't do that to that poor girl.
No way.
No.
No, she came out on Jimmy Kimmel, like...
In a dress.
I think that's...
Opposed
to something. That would be if so they did, messed
I don't
up.
Think they could at this point. I think... No. I have to disagree with you, Joseph. I think there is literally 0% chance. Because the first African-American lead ever for the franchise...
People flip out.
In 33 combined seasons, people would lose their... The franchise would go under.
Yeah, it would.
They would come under attack.
Would be the end.
They would go into category with Donald Trump.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
100%. Yeah.
So anything else on Corinne before we move on? I mean, the family, the scotches with the dad.
I mean, should we talk about Raquel? Like, she was there.
Raquel, it was a forced conversation with her.
It was such a forced conversation.
It was.
I'm not going to lie, and I don't mean this in a weird way. I expected, to be able to understand her a little more.
Yep.
Based on her being 17 years with their family.
Okay.
With Raquel.
And I don't mean this in a weird or derogatory way. I just mean... Being around people that speak fluent English all the time, I expected it just to be able to understand a little more of it and them to be able to talk about a little more substance. You know, Corinne saying that Raquel basically raised her mm-hmm. and growing up having conversations, I thought she would ask some like pointed deep questions. Like, this is my second daughter, which she said at one point. But I thought there were a little bit of like forced like producer questions. Am I wrong?
No, you felt right.
You're totally right. But like the whole Raquel thing is just like... Like a shtick anyway.
Nick
tweeted
Corinne's nanny on Twitter today.
Really?
Corinne's nanny is a handle. It's not Raquel.
Yeah.
Someone made Corinne's nanny geniusly right away when it happened. But he tweeted her today. Like, that's how much fodder this has gotten.
Right. I think that this whole date just showed that, like, Corinne is going to be great on Bachelor in Paradise.
God, she's going to be such good TV. That's the problem.
She's not going to do it.
Is that what she keeps saying?
Oh, that's a lie straight from her...
We'll see on Woman Tell All, I guess.
From her platinum regime. That is a lie if I've ever heard one. Shell, you've watched one episode. How good is Corinne? Is she not TV gold?
Yeah, brilliant. She is brilliant.
in the worst way, though.
Yeah.
You know, it was interesting even too to hear, and this is not a knock on her dad, but their conversation even too was like, he was just like, yeah, and you'll have good scotch for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The things that matter for me weren't there.
Yeah.
They were lacking a little bit.
Actually, I thought it was interesting when he was asking about, like, who would make them be, like, more financially responsible and be the breadwinner of the family.
That's true. One good question.
And it was interesting, too, because I had no idea Corinne was Greek. And I'm Greek.
What's her last
Olympios.
Name? It's like Olympios.
So I guess
that's
that makes
extremely
sense.
Greek.
It's extremely Greek.
It's
know.
Like as Greek as it gets.
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't put them together. But,
sure.
It was interesting because my dad couldn't be any more different than Corinne's dad. But I saw some resemblance in the way he was like being concerned about who would be the breadwinner and taking care of the family.
Was he concerned about who, or was he concerned how Nick would react to his daughter?
I think both.
Being the breadwinner.
I think that he wanted to know that his daughter would be taken care of. Uh-huh. And then also... He was very concerned, you know, if Corinne would be okay being the breadwinner. And I think those were definitely important questions to be asked. And I think that she handled them well. And I think Nick did, too.
Do you think LSKI, Luski, Iski, Ilski? I don't know how to say it. I think Corinne is just misunderstood, LOL. Do you think there's any aspect of that? Is she just misunderstood, Kayla?
No, you said it earlier. It's her age.
What is she, 23?
24.
24.
Yeah. I think she's understood perfectly.
Right.
Yeah. I will say, though, and just to be fair, she has grown on me tons. I enjoy watching her, but only from that standpoint. She's not right for Nick. They have this huge physical attraction, and that's pretty much the basis of it.
Yeah.
We saw that with Caitlyn, except I think there was more substance to him and Caitlyn, that there was a big physical thing, and when it came down to it, I think that's part of what she realizes, like, shoot, I don't know if we have the deeper chemistry.
Right.
I hope Nick realizes that. I really hope so for like my friend side of it, like, you know what I mean, that we care about someone we know
right.
yeah. outside of the show. Even watching the show, I would feel the same way. And it's just my two cents.
No, I agree with you. Anything imagine else? He chooses Corinne. I would die.
I think we all would. His her diamond would have to be shaped like a corn.
Kernel. Totally. Yeah. Team corn.
Yes.
Mary Yellow Duda 444. Yeah. I can see Corinne with Robbie since he's a gold digger, just like.
Ooh, that was a burn if I've ever heard one.
That what? Who can you got? Who can you see Corinne with? From
Pixel, one person from the franchise. Alumni.
What? Joe.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, okay, right? Joe, like Sammy Stefan and Joe, Joe?
Yes. Yeah.
Like Joe that freaked out, Joe?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
I mean,
I haven't even thought about that guy since last summer.
Are they like a match made in heaven or something?
Kayla, I will.
She likes the soccer boy hair. I don't know.
I will.
Do you
put
think Joe would like her?
This fresh $20 bills that Shell gave me on the table that Joe comes to paradise if Kayla, or I mean if Corinne goes and goes after her.
You guys, I'm a matchmaker right
Kayla,
here.
Kayla, I 1,000% agree with you. Oh my gosh, that is spot on.
That's funny. I would never have thought about that.
He will come and he will cause so much. Oh my gosh, please let that happen. Dear Lord,
he's after
please.
That corn. He's like, give me that corn.
Oh my gosh, let that happen. And then maybe freaking Chad comes and there's like a Joe and
I
Chad
could see
off.
Chad and Corinne too. I feel like battle. I would love to see
By
that.
By the way, I was out of town when this happened. You guys remember the night that Rachel was announced?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mike Fleiss, the show's creator, was tweeting like, biggest announcement in Bachelorette history, blah, 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 all these things. It started to leak, and we all found out. I think a lot of us found out early what it was, and we're trying to keep quiet on it. But then he tweeted right before Fallon went live or Kimmel went live that there's going to be more episodes of Bachelor in Paradise. So I think they're extending Paradise. Did you see this?
No, but that makes
nobody's
me
talked
so
about.
So excited!
So it looks like Paradise is going to be a little longer, which I'm 1,000%
okay. I love Paradise.
Yeah.
So basically, you guys get this for 9 months a year on Monday nights, as opposed to 8. So. Vanessa, Montreal teacher, the kids, the special ed, they get to make scrapbooks. This was beautiful. Did you guys like it?
It was very, very sweet. It really was. I mean, Vanessa seems like a great girl. I feel like, I mean, it was a really sweet day, and I think that it was important to show Nick such a big part of her life. And I feel like this is the first time I realized that the women did this. I don't know if it was like this on your season, but I never felt like they really, you know, like Rachel showed him her church. She showed him like what she does for a living and the kids. It just felt more connected.
No, I think you're right. I think before it's been really produced and like you want to kind of entertain him and show him like something exciting, but this has been a lot more genuine.
Definitely.
Or realistic.
I thought the family asked good questions. You could see their deep care. And one of them said, I believe it was the brother, and he started crying right when he said this part. He goes, I don't want to see you get hurt again.
Yeah.
And they show, you know, her crying. And you just see that it's very serious with their family. And I felt the hesitation. You could cut it with a knife, like tension. You could feel all of them were like, sure, we like him and we're sure you like him, but are you sure? Kind of a, you know?
Yeah, it was repeated over and over again. Like, we're really worried about you. We're concerned.
I think that what I got from all of their conversations at the end of it was that Vanessa seemed to be so confident that Nick loved her and that Nick was going to choose her, even from like this point with the hometown dates. And they were kind of like had to bring her back and were like, wait a minute, you're one of four. Like, how do you not realize this? And even people on Twitter were like, how does she not know that like she's one of four right now? Why does she think she has this in the bag that he's going to choose
her? I'll tell you why. I think her confidence comes from conversations privately with Nick and what's happened. I think that there's been assurances made. This happens every year where the Bachelor kind of gives someone a little more attention and a little more. Yeah. Michaela, would you agree?
Probably, yeah. 100%.
And so I think she was walking in with these little things in the back of her head, like, he said this to me, he's whispered this to me, he's hugged me and done this.
Right.
And not that he hasn't with other girls, but I think he's given Vanessa a little more. So even when she was watching her dad, she asked, she was like, well, did he say, what did he say? Did he say that he had asked the other dads? And when she said, yeah, she went, her mouth went from here. You saw that?
Yeah, she was shocked.
She was like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I mean, and it led, we saw their goodbye. See you at the rose ceremony. Stay out of your head, okay? Like, he says, stay out of your head. She goes, see you at the rose ceremony. Bye. That's it.
It was really uncomfortable for me.
It was.
And I want to love their relationship, but I never see it.
Yeah.
Like, I think I want them to be a thing so badly because I think they'd be great together. But I don't know. They weren't that close. There wasn't, like, the romance there. And I felt like he didn't do a good job answering the tough questions to her family, and I don't think that she did either. Like, they actually did not talk about where they're going to end up, and I think she's
true.
Obviously there with, like, 30 people in her family for lunch. Like, her whole life is there. Like, is she going to move to Hollywood or to Milwaukee?
Fantasy Stats Guru just said, my mom is a special ed teacher, and I kind of feel like they exploited her special needs students to get the audience to feel a certain way. Did you guys feel that?
A little bit.
I kind of felt it, but it was something like I don't want to say.
Yeah, I could see that.
That sucks. I thought they seemed like the coolest. Like, who's it? Was it Gabby or Kebby? What he kept calling the guy? And he's like, you're the best. And he's like, you're the best. Like, they were cool moments.
I feel like that was a genuine moment. Like, how could
they were
exploit
sweet.
That?
But I liked Vanessa anyways. I didn't need that to like her more.
Yeah.
No, but I'm still not over the fact that she has a full IMDb profile, so.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I saw that tweet.
Yeah, that really bothered me. Yeah.
About what? For what?
She's for acting? Yeah.
Well, she speaks three languages. She's foreign and can play like three or four ethnicities.
Right, which I get it. Fine. And if she wants to act, that's totally cool too.
And Montreal is a hub for filming. So, I mean, I guess I kind of get it. But I don't know. We'll see. We only have a few minutes left. So I want to do this. Kayla.
Yes.
I want to go to predictions. We don't need any of the music. Let's just do it because I don't want to waste time. I need, who are the final two? And who wins? What's happening?
I feel like Rachel was such a good connection, so I think
without knowing the news, you would have picked Rachel.
I would have picked Rachel, and I would have picked Vanessa.
So you think it's Vanessa?
Yes.
Dang.
Yeah.
Just like that?
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, Nick grew up with that Christian background, and you know, he could see his life with Rachel, and by process of elimination, you know, I just think him and Vanessa have worked through a lot, and if they figure out where they're going to live, that's it.
Do they stay together?
No. I don't think she will move away from her family, and I don't think he'll move there.
So you think it's a little like, do you think he proposes?
I think he does.
And do you think she says yes, or do you think it's more of like a, it's like a no, but I want to stay together, like a Juan Pablo and what's
I think she says yes, because she looks like she's in love with him. Yeah. She keeps saying that. Her heart is there. You could feel it in her eyes.
Wow. What?
No, it's beautiful. That's what we're here for. That's what we want to see. We want to see people fall in love. And we finally get that glimpse today. And she's kind of heartbroken at this moment. So I hope he makes it up to her.
I hope he does, too.
Christina?
I think it'll be Raven and Vanessa.
And
I
who
think
wins?
I think Vanessa will win.
Does he propose?
Yes, I do.
Does she say yes?
Yes. And no.
Do they stay together?
Do not stay together.
Where is going?
Danny?
Okay, well, Rochelle, you've watched one episode. Which girl wins?
It's funny. I couldn't agree more with Kayla and Christina.
You think it's Vanessa?
Yes.
Do you see them lasting?
No. Before you even said that, I thought no. Because of, I could see how passionate she is about her home, her family, her job.
Yeah.
You could feel that in the story, so I don't think so.
I have to agree. I think Vanessa wins. I don't think they stay together, unfortunately. I think we will see Vanessa again. I think we'll see Raven again. I think we'll see Corinne again. And obviously, we know we'll see Rachel again. So I think we get more of all four. Sadly, I don't think it's one of them. But I do think that Nick finds someone out of this.
Yes.
And maybe from this show or not, some door will open for him. And we're going to see Nick pop up in the next year in a relationship. Happy. It'll be on the front page of People magazine. You'll see it when you check out at grocery stores. And I think that whether it's on the show or not, I think that people saw a side of Nick, and specifically women, and specifically the type of women that Nick wants to meet. I think it opens the door for him. And so I sound like I'm on the last episode of this season, but I don't see it being one of these girls, unfortunately. And that's tough. You know, you try to cast somebody that you think will match with them, and I think they did a very good job, but maybe just not good enough. And that's not on anybody's shoulders. Right. You hope for the best. So that's my little prediction. But enough about us, Kayla. We have just a few minutes, and I want to make it about you.
You're amazing.
So you're in New York. I know you're blogging. What are you doing? What's happening? Tell us everything real quick.
Of course. So I run a blog with lovekayla.com. It is a...
Lovekayla.com.
With lovekayla.com. Thank you.
I know that, but this is my job as a host to make sure everybody knows. C-A-I-L-A.
Got it. Beautiful. Yeah. So I write and blog about fashion, love, and lifestyle. And so just taking about this whole millennials dating world and digesting it in the just for you guys.
Now, I watch your Instagram stories. I know we're friends on all the social medias.
Yep.
And I see that you do these things. Like, you will even – if you guys don't follow Kayla, you got to follow. Because especially ladies, like, she'll do things like go on a blind date.
Yeah.
Which you get set up on a lot of blind dates, which is very cool. And New York seems like a good city for that. But you'll go on a blind date to try it out, because it's – that's a cool thing. It's stepping a foot of faith, and there's no expectation, and it's nice. So you do this, and you'll, like – you'll story afterwards, and who knows if the guy follows you.
I know.
You'll story the whole thing. Is that
Unfortunately,
weird?
Unfortunately, they do. They text me sometimes.
Like, you were talking about me.
Yeah, no, and I love asking my audience the questions, like, should I go on a second date with him? And I do the play-by-play. And, you know, there's so many great guys in New York, but you can't fall in love with everybody.
Yeah.
And so it's amazing to talk to women and just tell them, like, you can go on multiple dates, and it's okay if it doesn't work out. It's okay if it wasn't great. You just get back on the horse, you know? And you don't want to be, like, a robot and just do that over and over again and get used to it. But the thing is, you can't settle.
Are you dating anyone right now?
No, I'm single.
Okay.
Yep.
Single and?
Ready to mingle.
Single and ready to mingle.
There you go.
Single in the city, guys.
You know, Kayla, one thing that
With BuzzKayla.com.
I think, well, people know about you, but if they don't know you, they don't know, is yeah. your Twitter and your Instagram, you're very positive. Your brand exudes a lot of positivity.
Yeah.
And then when people, if they've never met you, when they meet you in person, mm-hmm. you're the same person. It's not just a brand that you put up as a front. I think that's really, really cool. Thanks. For example, I'm with Kayla this morning. We were working in the same coffee shop, and she's a few seats down. And I watch this girl walk up, and she's like, I'm sorry, hi, are you Kayla? And you're like, yeah. And she's like, I just want to say hello. First thing out of Kayla's mouth, true story, she goes, oh my gosh, you're so sweet. Can I give you a hug? No one does that. I think, is a perfect example of
Thanks.
Of what you're trying to exude is this belief in women and empowerment. And I think that's awesome. Where does that come from?
You know, I just have seen my parents fall in love. And I think the greatest thing in this world is to have that other person by your side. And, you know, I think it's better to encourage women to keep searching for that.
Yeah.
No matter how many times you've had your heart broken, no matter, you know, what stage of your life you're in, just keep having that high standard and hoping for it.
So when you're meeting a new guy and you're going on a date for the first time,
yeah.
what are the three things that you can tell women to look for?
I think, first off, men who are present. Men who have their cell phone face down or turn it off.
That is such a good tip right off the bat.
Yes.
No one's present these days.
No one's present.
Okay, I love that.
Second thing, someone who is curious, someone who genuinely wants to know more about you and ask the right questions, because it's not only important to ask, like, what do you do, but why do you do it? Yeah. Why do you love it?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the last thing would be that they seal the deal and close at the end of the day and say, when do I get to see
you next? Clarify, what do you mean by that? They seal the deal and close at the end of the day.
No, I don't mean cross the touchdown line, yeah. but make sure that there's another game in the season.
I like that little
one. Yeah,
and of course she pulls in a sports reference for all you sports fanatics out there.
Yeah.
Kayla Quinn, where can people follow you on the social medias? And one more time, plug your blog.
Of course, you can follow me on Instagram at Kayla Quinn, CAILA. And then on my blog with lovekayla.com. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. You're the best. And please, can I keep this $20 bill here?
Yes.
And you promise us you will come again?
Yep. And I'll start matchmaking you too, Danny. Keep my eye out.
Yeah. Okay. Christina, where can people follow you and everything?
Everyone, thank you guys so much for watching. You can follow me across social media at Miss Zias and at MissZias.com.
Rochelle, thank you for joining us all the way from Australia. You're here teaching some painting workshops. Where can people follow you?
Rochelle Dusting Art.
Rochelle Dusting Art. You guys can follow me on everything at Danny Hoyt. I want to let you know I will not be here on Monday because I'm going to Ecuador
so
to film some content in the jungle. So hopefully I don't die or get bit by snakes. Big thanks to Neil with the mustache back in the producer booth. You're the best. Big thanks to Kayla and Rochelle and Christina and Chelsea and Brooks. We'll be back next week. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. Bye, Mom.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later
on Kayla's blog.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.